Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome back. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And always...
truly yours, yes. Hileni Inane.
Yes. Yes, dear listeners, we are always very happy to, you know, to engage with you, particularly at this point in time. And yeah, we are almost at the end of our month. It's the 25th of April 2025. And you are listening to your business and economic platform. And yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, for those of you who are coming at this platform for the first time, it's always very important to make sure that we simplify and we also give an overview of what business and economic segment is all about, what we entail into the context of our conversation, and also what we stand for and what we do. So, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss business matters. It's also a platform where we discuss, matters of economic concern. We look at policies, from domestic policies to international policies. We also look at our farmers. We look at our SME operators, medium business operators, and also bigger corporations, because the aim of this platform is to make sure that, we open, or we encourage those, innovative thinking. We encourage different models of thinking about Namibian economy and how can we move forward. And, the other thing is also to make sure that we drive a different conversation, which is alternative to, the traditional way of thinking, particularly when we want to upgrade our country. We are still, the second highest unequal country in the world in terms of the economy, and we are still leading in terms of youth unemployment, in SADC region. That's why we are trying to make sure by all means to bring all together, all the people with different ideas, so that, we can have, this conversation, so that, we can move, our country forward. And the other thing also, after every deep conversation, after every introduction of our topic, we always, make sure that we open the line for our callers so that they can give us their input. You can come up with your constructive, criticism. You can also, come up with your point of corrections. You can come up with, your additional, points, clarifications, and also just to add on the conversation, because we cannot do it alone. And ideas are developed when people are debating, when people are also looking at the direction of the country. Just before I give platform to my colleague, there's a lot of things happening around, particularly in Namibia. We have just seen Bank of Namibia release its financial, stability report yesterday, and also a historical day where unexpected content of the speech of Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, which surprised a lot of politicians, and they admit it on site. And there's a lot of things, and this is very interesting time to be alive. So stay tuned to Business and Economic Segment. Eleni.
Yes. If you're joining us for the first time today,
let's go to a commercial break.
Let's quickly go for a commercial break, and we will be back right after that.
Omiaru odhuri kekucha iponga ivurithia omayo vio murongo na gali ya dhidhiri kwa mona mibia omvura aziku. Onkene ondita ara onora oyo awike umaru wiponga watamba kumojira dhitumo pasanjika otashivurika sao shimpuyu ningashoka shumojira etohupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of...
So welcome back, dear Eagle FM listeners, and if you're just joining us right now, you are tuned into the Business and Economic Segment with me, Hileni Inane, and David Shombe.
Yes.
And if you are joining us for the first time today, I would like to hope that you're joining us from the Eagle FM app. I always advocate for you guys to actually... download the Eagle FM app from the Play Store or the, Apple Store, and then you can continue to have our services on your phone at the, you know, the palm of your hand. So do download the app. It enables you to listen to our live broadcasting. It enables you to listen to previous broadcasts. It also has a lot of interesting features on there, such as information, documents, vacancies, news articles, you know, small news stories and so forth. So you can actually find a lot of information on there, and you can just familiarize yourself with things that are happening as of now, as of recent, in and around Namibia. Alternatively, we offer live streaming services, live streaming, live broadcasting, and sound services. So if you are ever in need of live streaming and sound services, you can call our office lines and, you know, there'll be a team ready to help you. So what I mean by live streaming or live broadcasting services is that when you have an event that a lot of people, a larger number of people cannot attend, or people are not able to come because it's either far, the venue may be small, or, you know, reasons, you know, things beyond your control, you can always just have us there. We will record your event. We will live stream it as it's happening, and we will live broadcast it also on the radio. And you can also engage your listeners and your viewers as the event is ongoing. That way you are able to reach a bigger margin of people at the same time. That way your product goes to all the corners of the country and beyond. Because with the Eagle FM app, you are guaranteed that people all around Africa, people all around the world are able to listen to you and learn about your product and your services. And voila, what is a business without coverage, I always ask here. So this is an opportunity for you to get your product out there. We have a big listenership. We have a very big number of listeners from all over the country. So you are always guaranteed that each and every one of those people will be able to hear about your product. And maybe, just maybe, 10% out of those people are going to become your clients, clients you did not have. Additionally, you can follow us on all our social media, on all our social media platforms, which is X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We also have our WhatsApp channel, which you can follow. That is obviously if you have WhatsApp, and most of you guys use WhatsApp. You cannot even botch me with that one. So our number is 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. And on that same number, you can send us your name and sign up for our e-paper, our e-villager paper that is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's an online newspaper that reaches you timely and, you know, efficiently without you having to pay a single cent for it. You know, almost reads van vryhoot. So we are bringing you this free e-paper that we sent directly to either your WhatsApp number, your email, or so. So if you would like to be added to our subscription list, send us your name or your email address via WhatsApp on that number that I said a while ago. And, come Monday, you will be part of our people that are receiving the paper, and you will be able to read about all these economic issues we talk about here, all those interesting factors that are you know, transpiring in the parliament, all those questions, you know, everything that you want to know. Because if there's anything we have that you guys don't have, and I can proudly brag about it, is we have access to information. You know, you also have access to information. We bring it here, but we have, you know, we get closer to the sources. So we bring you what the sources are saying. Like yesterday, we brought you the broadcast of the State of Nation Address, and you were able to keep up and follow up and, you know, learn what the madam has decided. And those are just some of the products that we offer here at Eagle FM. And with that, did I forget anything? Yes. come Sunday, you guys like to forget your inbox and never your phone. So download our Imba app. It's also available on all the stores, whether Play Store, iStore. Download the Imba app and you will be able to listen to, in, you know, actually not listen, you will be able to access hymn books on there, be it the Ehangano or Maimburiro or Sing for Yerem. They are all there so that you can just have your hymn book on your phone when you go to church. We do not want you luring in other people's hymn books and seeing notes that you are not supposed to see. And then after church, your eyes are just wide. So please just download the Eagle, Yeri Father. Just download the Imba.
Yeah.
The Imba app. And, there you have it. Let's quickly take a musical. Yo.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavucha aziva. Mvele kisema app atolokasi nchavu kamso. Zakare liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulibusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi. Kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzila mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi Zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavera kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko wa lifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kufuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Well.
Yes.
Welcome back to the business and economic segment. And today we are going to look at a sector that was touched on and reiterated so many times during the speech that we heard yesterday. And we heard so many times Her Excellency say the private sector should become more involved. And that is businesses and, you know, through social responsibilities and so forth. So today we are going to have a look at the role of corporate social responsibilities in a business. And we are going to discuss how they, how the community and how it can be utilized to have an impact on communities. So that is just our conversation for today. So David, tell the listeners.
No.
Maybe some of them, they don't know what social responsibility means.
I think maybe they may know, but it's only that the concepts are becoming very difficult and they are only used in few areas.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe let us look at what is corporate social responsibilities and what is the relevant of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we look at development, most of us, we have been looking at the public sector. We have been looking at the government to say it's only the government which is responsible for development. It's only the government which is responsible for sending kids to school and also for catering for all their needs. Mm-hmm. But how it has been and how it is, when you look at developed countries, a country cannot just be run by government alone. You need people. You need the private sector. That's why every business, and the research have shown, every business must or should have, you know, that social responsibility to make sure that they contribute to the community, not only through the services and the products that they give, but they contribute to the community through different means.
Mm-hmm.
It can there are various means of contributing to the community. It can be you identifying the need. It can be also supporting a certain group. It can be sponsoring of sports. It can be also
building a hospital. Yeah,
building a hospital.
Five classrooms, yeah. For a certain school. Actually, the list is long. The list is wide. And I think when a lot of people hear of social responsibility, most of corporate social responsibility, most of the time they interpret it as just financial obligations, but it's actually more than just a financial obligation. It's the little things. It's the things that most people are not thinking about. You know, in your community, there is that cuckoo who does not have food at home. And perhaps a certain business comes along and identify this gap to say, but our old people in the community are suffering. Let's do this for them. So that is also part of social responsibilities. And it's actually just taking the responsibility of bettering the livelihoods of community members, especially the community members in which your business is running or in which your business is, what's the word? Located.
Yeah.
So located. You usually give back to those type of communities. And I have seen a lot of companies doing it.
No, we know them.
And, you know, it's a good thing to see, especially in the sports sector.
Yeah.
In as much as sports is a really small sector in the country, and it's one of the seven sectors that, yo, guys.
Yeah. It's one of the seven priorities also.
Yeah. It's one of the seven priority sectors. But we have also seen that mostly in Namibia, and this is not a secret. This is not, to say, anything negative about the government, but our sports sector is actually being upheld and kept alive by the private sector through social responsibility.
Yeah. I think you are right. I wanted to say the same thing related to sport activity, but why we do not have facilities, why now it's a priority, why it has been, a point of debating to say Namibia is not up to standard in terms of sport. It's only the private sector which was doing its job, which is very important. But now the question can come here, because we have seen a lot of businesses which are making a lot of profit, and they are very quiet about corporate social responsibility.
Yes.
And what is also, because when you look at what the research is saying is that corporate social responsibility is not, in many countries in the world, it's not a must, but it's a moral responsibility of a business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also beneficial, not only to people who are given something, but it's also beneficial to the business. Because at the end of the day, you are not only giving people because you made a lot of money from that community. Because even you find the business being operated at a place where the people are still traveling 7 to 20 kilometers to go to a clinic.
Yes.
Not even support to say, no, let us support having this mobile clinic here, or let us support having one nurse, one professional to assist this community.
Yes.
But they are getting a lot of money. You find an international company within a certain village, but it's not looking at them. But this thing was now realized to say, every business, whether you are small or big, because you are making a lot of money from the community, identify something and give them. And when you are giving them, you are also marketing yourself. And
Yes, and in as much as you're marketing yourself, the government even made it lenient for those that participate in social, in corporate social responsibilities. Because even when it comes to tax paying, when you when you submit things such as you are corporate, you are socially responsible, you help out here and there, you do this and this. You know, it takes off your taxes, and it's a win-win situation, honestly, because you could have paid more on taxes, but now you helped the people of the country, and it also reduces your taxes. So it's just a way of giving back to the communities. It's also just a way to appease community members and, you know, also like want to convince them as to why your business need to continue existing. Because if you have seen in some villages, in some towns, in some things, and this is a conversation that you see a lot, you know, you always hear of things like community members do not want a certain projects to go along. Let's take Recon Africa, especially
in Kavango.
You know, let's take Recon for example.
Yeah.
You know, they were drilling there, they were mining, they were doing whatever it is that they were doing.
Yeah.
And at the forefront of everything, community members wanted to know how it's going to benefit them. Because many a times, businesses come.
Yeah.
And the people that are keeping this business alive is community members.
But obviously.
In many instances, these community members are not benefiting from that particular thing, are not, you know, they are not benefiting. It could be things such as, imagine, for example, imagine wanting to in the north, people have fields moss.
Yeah.
So now imagine wanting to run your electricity supply through someone's field towards your house.
Yeah.
And this person should just have your electricity thingy keys in their field, and it does not benefit them anyway. You know, they are en route to your house, and that is why that's the only way you can have your electricity. But then again, it comes to say, okay, so what are you and the electricity supplier, whoever, Nampower, whoever is giving this, how do they give back to you to also just make you want to agree to play along in that thing or to participate in it? And this is why social responsibility is very important, because it also keeps your business alive. There are businesses out there, in as much as sometimes it's not even supposed to be performing the way it is, but because you give to the people, people are loyal to you. People continuously come back because of what you do for them. And it's things such as, oh, guys, let's just go support David, because David or Hetupe. David gives us.
No, me, I give. They know me. Me, I give.
Yeah.
and the thing where you are there, I think, is also people always want to get involved. People want to be involved, and they also want to be respected. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is also building the relationship within the community. You gave an example of Recon Africa. There are a lot of companies, and corporate social responsibility is very important, especially when that company is not directly benefiting the people or the poor people within that area. Let me say you are drilling oil.
Mm-hmm.
You are drilling oil so that you can purify them and you can sell them outside the country. And you are moving around this community, but not even to say, let me buy school uniforms to this school. Let me buy, let me sponsor this certain tournament so that I can have these young people being upgraded.
Yes.
That's why a lot of businesses, they make sure that they put corporate social responsibility at the forefront, because it makes you favorable. It makes you favorable. It also makes you known.
Yes.
Because if you have, let me say your company, sponsored a certain tournament. We see this most of the time with sport. Then your name is written in those t-shirts to say, no, it's Irene's company, Irene's corporation, which is sponsoring this. Mm-hmm. Even people that were not,
You get sponsor right.
Yeah.
And with sponsor right comes marketing, and with marketing comes.
Even investors.
Yes.
People will come and some people, they just love sport. Then they can come to you.
Yes. Yeah. But also on a bigger platform, you know, you mentioned of how social responsibility is also about things that do not directly benefit the communities. But then it's also, involves companies taking accountability for their effects on the environment and the society, especially, when there are certain risks. Yeah. Let's say, for example, I grew up in Tsumeb.
Yeah.
So, the water there, because of the mines, the water there, there's certain effect to it and so forth and there, and you know, the list goes on. Mm. So sometimes it's not a thing of what, it's just a thing of, you are negatively impacting the community in such a way. You are negatively impacting the environment in such a way. So in as much as, you can perhaps not sustainably retain it the way you found it,
yeah,
the least you can do is give out to help something, meet yeah, the needs of the people.
Yeah.
Because already, people are getting sick because the water has,
it's contaminated.
Yes. Because the water is slightly contaminated and so forth. So you are giving back and you are plowing into the health sectors. You are plowing into the youth. Also just to keep things alike and so that also people or community members do not, target your company. Because yeah, you know, when you are not a hand that, you're not a hand that gives, you will be targeted. And
No, stingy people, they're always suffering.
And I kid you not, and yeah, I learned that, yeah, from Tumeb, because I saw what was happening, and I saw how this one company was going about things. It's like they were involved in everything.
Mm.
Soup kitchen, sports,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
entertainment, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
They were giving to the hospitals. They were there to an extent whereby, yes, you feel bad that the air is stuffy and, and there's a lot going on, but still a part of you is like, but they are helping to uplift the economy. And
maybe while we are there, it's also about, getting an opportunity to go beyond, just professional businesses.
Yes.
Because people need time out and connect. How do these people do it? And, I'm not marketing MTC. It's one of the very good example. You see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see it everywhere. You see it, now look at, if you talk about Namibia boxing, sector. It was the only company that we used to know. But now we see a lot of them are coming into that area because they realize that these guys are making a lot of money, but they are also putting back. Now we see a lot of companies, but there are certain backs that I'm also not going to mention. There are those who are coming through sponsoring sport activities and so giving back in other way because corporate social responsibility is not only sport.
Yeah.
It's also,
and it's not just money.
Like charity, what you have mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So usually, with social responsibility, it could be things such as spearheading, you know, campaigns to clean up the city and, buying gloves and giving to community members so that they can keep their cities alive, their cities clean. And guys, you know, you have lost your spot as one of the cleanest cities in Africa. So that is why you have particular companies that, get together with obviously City of Windhoek, and they do those things and they come together, sponsor drinks, food, whatnot, and everyone can then go ahead and clean the city. Corporate social responsibility also has benefits on communities. It creates jobs and skill development, which is usually through programs that support education, training, entrepreneurship, which in the end helps to create employment. And currently we, as a country, there is a high unemployment rate. As a country, the high unemployment rate is on a daily basis, it dawns upon you that yes, the unemployment rate is very high. And, there are just companies whose social responsibility is to give out grants to students, whose social responsibility is to sponsor internships for, you know, for interns whose social responsibility is to at least say, let's take in this number of interns and train them or send them to one of our facilities and so forth. So social responsibilities is not just about money. It's not just about, actually, it is about money. Everything costs money.
Yeah, it's about money, but
it does not have to come in the form of you know, cash content.
Yeah. And the businesses also find it as a strategy to grow.
Mm-hmm.
They find it as a strategy to grow because when they are sponsoring those people, when they are giving those things to charity, they make sure that they are known to say, I give this.
Yes.
Not only to say, you know, sometimes we have different views, particularly when you are giving to people. If a business person gave, 20 bags of rice to poor people, they take a picture. They show to the public. You can have a different view to say, no, why are you advertising, poor people?
Yeah.
Another person can say, these people are doing this so that others can also follow.
Mm-hmm.
But those young kids that you are seeing around there, because it's a form of, it's also a form of business maturity.
Mm-hmm.
If a business is matured, you are connecting to the people that you are taking resources from. You are also connecting to the people that, are supporting your business. Yeah, that's why in that case, apart from building relationship, it's also a matter of, connecting, and it's also a matter of, making sure that, you build that trust. You build that trust. And maybe when you look at now things that were supposed to be done by a government, and that is another way of meeting the government halfway, because there's always social services within the public sector. There's always those things that can be done. And I wanted also to add, when you talk about the environmental impact, some businesses, especially those who are running these industrialized projects, those who are using energy which is not green, they're supposed to make sure that they give more, because you are paying back. You make sure that you give more. And I have seen, when you look at companies, particularly mines. I think mines, they have learned a good lesson. Mines, they focus on corporate social responsibility, and they are known. And maybe the question that we need to ask our listeners, or maybe we need to ask ourselves, is that when should I start participating in corporate social responsibility? If I have my online shop, or if I have my online order with me, should I also give corporate social responsibility, or is that somewhere?
I believe if you have enough, if your means are surpassing that of traditional profit, yes, then you also have a social responsibility to the people.
Yeah.
That's if your means are surpassing traditional means. And by that, I mean when you are making over 80% profit. So 50% profit, we can still allow you to go home. Over 50%, you should at least qualify for social corporate responsibilities. That is the least you can do for your community. And the thing is, with a lot of those things now, like order with me, like you say it, it's unregistered businesses. So
not all of them. They will come for you.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Or let's say most of them.
Yeah.
Are not registered businesses.
Yeah.
So whatever income they are making is in the form of personal income. It's not on a business level. Yes, they are being supported by the community, but that does not really mean anything at all to them. It's business as usual. You buy dresses from me, I order more, I sell more to you, and the cycle goes on. But you will never really have a thing of social responsibility with some of those people. But I think on a bigger picture, we can look at the benefits of social responsibilities. And some of those benefits are job creations and skills development. It also boosts local economies. So when businesses support local suppliers or invest in community projects, they usually strengthen the local economy and promote economic independence. For instance, let's take the sporting activities that were happening over over the Easter weekend. I think I'm aware of two or three of them, and they were happening in different
regions,
in different regions and different towns.
Yeah.
And for instance, we, you know, Eagle FM covered the Koko tournament.
Yeah.
I hope I hope I said the name correctly.
It's there, Kuku, ne?
Yeah, Kuku.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So events such as that, it brought a lot of business to Okapsa. It brought people, and it also created business opportunities, because the more people there were, the more need there was for supply of soft drinks, supply of food. Because if people are either filled the whole day, they need to be fed. They need to eat. They need to drink. They need to use, what is this? Sanitary facilities, which meant if someone rents out toilets, they were hired to put up the toilets there. It also means if you hire out, gazebos, someone was renting your gazebo so that they can put up their stalls and things like that. So it's boosting the business around that town at that particular time.
Yeah.
And it's good for communities. It's good that communities have money in circulation, because even after that tournament is gone, there are people who would have come up with seed capital enough to start another venture and keep it going.
Even talent development also, because apart from now, smaller businesses benefiting from that event, that one event, you can also look at what sport is giving out. It can be talent development. It can also be, you know, identifying of the best talent, because you don't know, how many young people from that tournament are going to move forward in terms of their sport. How many of them are going to realize what they are good at? And I was so surprised to hear that it was like a charity event. It was just bringing people together. Because I remember I called HD just to get some information, because he was in that area. Then he said, no, this is not a competitive thing. It was for charity. It was for charities to develop that area. And you realize to say, you know that, like currently we have a very busy life, especially as black people. We only meet at funerals with our cousin and so on. But if you happen to go to an event like this, this is where you are going to meet even somebody that you schooled with, 20 years ago, and you never got an opportunity to meet this person. And, just being social, because you cannot just have a very serious, society which is not having time for itself. So corporate social responsibility by its name, it's a good thing and should be emphasized. And I also want to tell community members this thing, to say every well-established corporation has a section of corporate social responsibility, and it's up to individuals within those areas to make sure that you also communicate with businesses. You also communicate with business, because I have seen it done, especially by some of the youth who have projects. Then they approach institutions to say, no, we are having this project that we are doing, but can you please help us with maybe 20 packs of bottles of water from your organization? And those guys who are running businesses, they were more than happy to assist those young people. It's also up to people within those areas to make sure that they also approach those bigger corporations. Don't go there ask people money. You go there to ask people to assist you with what you already started, or maybe also to guide you. So some people can even give you a tent with their name on it, or can give you can be a tent, even one gazebo or two gazebos. That already something which can assist you. So, dear listeners, it's 49 minutes past 1800 hours, and you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David and Hireni. And we have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of this program. You can engage us in the studio at our number 083-288-401, 083-288-401.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakare riferire mise kunani zencha kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la rifera fama kepe muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep muikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye mwetona muikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina hamuvone imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopo ya mifuta ya rifera matasa ep ilimi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalizwi la mlimu zengwi zefumane hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizeng Zengata. Muluri zeze kacheno, haiva mtavera kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko wa lifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kacheno, mkona kuifuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, dear listeners, we are moving forward with business and economic segment, and today we are looking at how can private sector meet government halfway? How can private sector meet government halfway in the form of corporate social responsibilities? And also, how can the community also make sure that they partake in building the relationship with businesses? Because a business, although the main aim of establishment of a business is to make profit, and it's also very important to make sure that apart from making profit, you improve the lives of the people around that area, and also to look at good examples of how bigger companies end up expanding, or how bigger institution end up expanding. Because when you look at institutions such as Samsung, Facebook, Google, and other institutions, sometimes we end up learning their name, not really through the products which they are offering, but through things that they assist with, through events that they sponsor, and also through assistance that they give to people who are in need. And what is also very interesting about corporate social responsibility, apart from now marketing and you being known, it also separate your business from other businesses, because when you do go to the community is also willing to die for you. The community is willing to die for you, and is also willing to make sure that they continue supporting you, and they continue also assisting you, here and there. And the other thing, also is to look at things like scholarships. We have seen it around where individuals have been giving scholarships, or companies are giving out scholarships, full funded scholarships, to make sure that they develop talent from that area. And maybe one of the problem which I have, especially when it's coming to scholarships, most of these scholarships which are given, Eleni,
mm-hmm.
I have a problem with them because most of these scholarships which are given by these corporations are very competitive scholarships. Mm-hmm. But they were supposed to be a scholarship of, let me say, the needy.
Yes.
To say, if I grow up, let me say I'm from Kunene region. It's one of the region which are at least behind in terms of Namibia, in terms of development. I'm living deep down the mountains and I'm traveling around 10 kilometers to go to school. I have already a disadvantage. Even if I pass, I don't pass well compared to somebody who is at the city. But this corporate social responsibility of giving a competitive scholarship, yes, you want the best students, but look at the people who are also in need. That is the only way I think this platform or maybe this way of giving back to the community will be, you know, will be well placed. Otherwise, it's a good thing to do, but you are also disadvantaging those who couldn't, you know, help themselves because at the end of the day, individuals who are in need, they need that assistance.
That is well put to say that social responsibility or corporate social responsibility should also look at who needs it the most. Rather than just handing it to the people that are available. But sometimes what people need to realize is that even with social corporate responsibility, some of them are taking competitiveness because of the targets they need to reach. You know, when I said it provides you know, job creation and skills development, some of them are taking those well-performing students so that they can actually come back and work for their companies.
Yeah.
And as a business, you want the best for your business also.
Yeah.
And in as much as you would love to say, yes, take the average student, just because they are from a disadvantaged family, at the end of the day, you are also giving the sponsorships so that the person can come back and get employment. Not just assist you, get employment.
Yeah. And you are right because business people are still in business. They don't want to lose. But you know, sometimes what we have seen, especially when it's coming to university, those who most of the time, majority of the top performers, they don't make it to even, you know, final year or third years because that is a different platform. But I think it's high time, apart from now awarding the best, which is not, I don't have a problem with 100%, we must also look at people who are in need so that they can, you know, be able also to get part of that cake because people, you know, the mind can grow and can outperform those who we thought were going to be industry leaders. And that is also something that need to be looked at. So, dear listeners, we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our program. We are talking about, you know, corporate social responsibility, what you need to do as a business, you know, individual, and also how you can build a relationship with your community and also the government too. Because if you are assisting the government, by the time you go and look for assistance from the government, you are known by you are known by what you do, and people are more willing to work with people who they already have a relationship as an assistant or a co-developer in that country.
Yes, and while we are at it, you know, I would like to emphasize on the role of so corporate social responsibilities and what they are actually supposed to be doing going forth. The main reason for corporate social responsibility is to meet the government halfway and mitigate some of the issues that communities are facing. So therefore, I would suggest that going forward, companies should, you know, give back in areas where communities really, really need certain things. For instance, if a community is fetching water from very far away, it would be advisable to give back in the form of a borehole. If community members have to travel very long distances for healthcare services, it would be, you know, give back in a health facility. Even if it's just a two-room health facility.
Even a mobile clinic.
Yes, where people people are able to get basic help, basic health services, and you know, things like that. So it would be best to start investing in things that actually benefit the communities while also making their lives easier, because most of the time it's always a conversation of decentralizing services. So this is where corporate companies can start to meet the government halfway. Businesses can start to meet the government halfway in this aspect. Meeting communities halfway in things they really need and require. If you supply electricity, give the people a transformer so that whoever is able, you know, whoever can afford to then take meters to their own house should do it. But bring it closer to the people. That should be part of, you know, some of the social responsibility things people are doing every day as net school. Yes, we understand the school kids need shoes, but the school kids also need electricity to study.
Yeah.
The school kids also need to catch up, especially in villages. They also need to...
They even need tutors.
Yeah, they also just need to catch up with the lifestyle of... And catch up to the rest of the country, because here people are technologically advanced.
Yeah.
There they don't even know how to switch on a phone. So if you know, businesses could just help meet the government halfway in a way that actually develops the country as a whole instead of just benefiting families. Yes, it's good, but that is that would be... my opinion, that would be what I advocate for, to say real, solving real issues.
Yeah, that is well put. Not only focusing on giving shoes, which is also important, but look at what are the main priorities of that community. And from me, thank you very much for joining us, and we are going to leave you in the good hands of Tate Naluvanda. And yeah, enjoy your weekend, and take care of yourself.
Good night.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mwone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusi yemba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalizwi la mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamas fera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin ehangano.